Hundreds of teachers rush up and down hallways trying to find their assigned Common Core classes at Northwood Uphold Community Academy.
Whatever district you're in, you have to find the table.
One principal and at least four teachers from each public school in the state are taking Common Core classes this summer. This is the third year of the training, and about 50% of those here today attended previous summer sessions. They will take what they learned and show colleagues how to implement the Common Core standards. In this math session, some of the teachers look confused as they go through the large binders they were given. Many echo the feelings expressed by Seth Frumpkin, a Baltimore County math teacher.
I'm still trying to get an idea. It is a little confusing.
The state Common Core math standards call for a more intense focus on at least two topic areas, plus a stronger linkage between what is learned from one grade to the next and the incorporation of real-world applications. One teacher who did not want his name used says he will teach math this year in Baltimore after teaching science and literature. He says he's a bit frustrated.
This is all new to me. Even the old standards are new to me. So for me, it's just to, I guess, focus on a transition is a little confusing for me.
Sure.
Yes.
You're that delivery person. Okay.
On another floor, about 20 Baltimore teachers are working in small groups in this English language arts class. A major shift they face is that half of elementary and middle school students' reading assignments will have to be nonfiction. The nonfiction requirement increases to 70% for 12th graders. Trainer and Baltimore County reading specialist Barbara Pavonsky.
Children are going to be using a lot more nonfictional text because that's what you use in college. We felt in the past, as the research is showing us, that by the time they get to college, they are not familiar with enough nonfictional text.
The trainers say the nonfiction requirements will be spread out in all subjects and could include texts such as historical speeches in social studies classes or scientific journal articles in chemistry courses. They assure teachers that classics of fiction will not be abandoned. Patricia Harris, a language arts teacher at Abbiston Elementary, is not concerned.
You're still going to be teaching literature and making sure that the kids can understand complex texts. I'm pretty excited.
The knowledge and the skills aren't there. So what's going to happen? Obviously, you're going to see some anxiety.
In this session, principals are getting pointers on implementation. Cecilia Rowe, the Maryland Education Department's Director of Instructional Assessment Development, says this is the first summer that principals have had more than one day of Common Core training.
We especially put emphasis on the principals this year, more so than previous years, because the principals need to lead the charge to full implementation of Common Core. I do think that the principals don't have that deep knowledge of the Common Core and of the instructional shifts that are going to be needed.
Edgecombe Circle Elementary Middle School principal Sharon Brinkley Parker says the Common Core classes have been helpful and gave them a chance to collaborate on ideas.
The most beneficial thing is that there are multiple members of your school team here, and so we're able to get together and create a plan and actually use that plan to inform the work that we do throughout the year.
State education officials say they will provide additional assistance to teachers and principals in the upcoming year through school visits and webinars. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.